Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today on Coronavirus Update. It's Wednesday, November 4th, and you're here on Gila Members Community Radio. I'm your co-host, Marcus Hansen. This week on Grant County Coronavirus Update, our co-producer, Andrea Warner, interviews Priscilla Lucero, the executive director of the Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments. They will be talking about how to apply for the CARES Act, the COVID-19 House Cost Assistance Program, for New Mexicans who need help keeping up with mortgage and rental payments. But first, here's the news. State health officials reported another record high number of COVID-19 cases in New Mexico on Tuesday, with 1,141 new cases. The State Department of Health also reported 9 additional deaths related to the disease, and hospitalizations for COVID-19 continued to grow. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 reached 401 on Tuesday, another new record, 19 more than reported on Monday. The state had never had more than 300 individuals hospitalized for the disease until October 27th. The Department of Health said 76% of general beds and 67% of ICU beds are occupied in New Mexico. This includes hospitalizations for all reasons, but not just COVID-19. The Department of Health has now reported 49,240 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 980 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Total weekly new cases rose to 6,071 this week, up from 5,273 new cases from last week's total. As of Tuesday, the Department of Health designated 21,942 COVID-19 cases as recovered, leaving 27,298 active cases here in New Mexico. In Grant County, there have been 215 cases reported, with 28 new cases since last week. There have been 5 reported recoveries since last week, bringing that number to 73 recovered and 142 active cases. Grant County has had its 4th COVID death reported last week, a 91-year-old Arenas Valley man, the first to have occurred at Gila Regional Medical Center. More COVID-19 information is available online at cv.nmhealth.org. The State Department of Health has reminded New Mexicans about who should get tested for COVID-19. This includes symptomatic people displaying the COVID-19 symptoms of cough, fever, shortness of breath, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea, and or loss of taste or smell. Asymptomatic people who are close contacts or household members of New Mexico residents who have already tested positive for coronavirus. Asymptomatic people who live or work in congregate settings such as detention centers and long-term care facilities. Patients who are scheduled for surgery whose provider has advised them to get tested before the procedure. For more information on COVID testing and contact tracing in New Mexico, you can go to togethernm.org. Now look at the local testing schedule. The Grant County Public Health Office provides free testing every Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Appointments can be scheduled by registering on the following website, that's cvtestreg.nmhealth.org. Once registered, you'll receive a code. Please do save this code and use it when making your appointment by calling 575-538-5318, extension 4. The Grant County Public Health Office is located at 2610 North Silver Street. That is across from the swimming pool. The CVS Pharmacy drive-thru here in Silver is making self-swab tests available to individuals meeting CDC criteria. In addition to state and age guidelines, patients must register in advance at cvs.com. Hidalgo Medical Services in Silver is doing testing on weekdays except for Tuesdays at their clinic at 1007 Pope Street here in Silver, and at their Lordsburg clinic on weekdays except for Thursdays at 530 DeMoss Street. You can call 575-388-1511 for an appointment. The New Mexico Department of Health and State Personnel Office are seeking applicants for with education or experience in healthcare fields to fill out contact tracing positions statewide as the fight against COVID intensifies. As COVID cases rise and testing demand increases, the need for contact tracers is imperative to identify, isolate, monitor, and support COVID-positive cases through their period of isolation. Contact tracing is not only supports someone who has tested positive for COVID, they also alert those who have come into close contact with a COVID-positive person so that they can immediately get tested and isolate. This process of case investigations is critical to virus containment and stopping the spread of the disease. Applications can apply by logging onto the State Personnel Office website. That website is spo.state.nm.us. Once you're there, you would navigate to the View Opportunities and Apply on the tab on the top right page, right of the page. The contact tracing positions are listed there. Hiring is virtual and work will be remote. Now look at the food pantry schedules. The food pantry at the Gospel Mission, located at 111 South Texas Street here in Silver, is open for drive-through only on Wednesdays from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Emergency dry food boxes are available once a month to individuals upon request. And there is also a daily soup kitchen. Breakfast takes place from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. And lunch occurs every day from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Showers and clothes are also made available to those in need. You can call 575-388-5 071 for more info. The St. Francis Newman Center Food Pantry, located at 914 West 13th Street here in Silver, is open every Monday at 4 p.m. Cash assistance for rent, utilities, bus passes, and prescription drugs is also provided. You can call 575-388-4933 for more info. And lastly, the Commons regular food pantry distribution will be Saturday, November 7th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Commons is located at 501 East 13th Street. That's next door to the Knights of Columbus. For more information, you can contact the Commons at 575-388-2988. The Silver City Farmers Market is accepting EBT and pandemic EBT cards and is offering double up food bucks to double your SNAP benefits. You can use your EBT card and get half off of all purchases. That takes place from Saturdays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that's at the corner of Pope Street and College Avenue in the old LifeQuest parking lot. You can visit their website online at silvercityfarmersmarket.info. Double Up Food Bucks are also now available at the Silver City Food Co-op for half off of all New Mexico-grown produce. P&M customers needing financial assistance with their electricity bills can apply through the new P&M COVID Customer Relief Program. Eligibility is based on household income, and they are as follows: $50 to $200 per eligible residential customer, $150 to $200 per eligible small business. The amount of financial assistance provided will vary depending on how much is past due. Qualified customers must pay at least 25% of the past due balance. You must apply no later than December 31st or until funds last by calling P&M at 855-364-2950. And that's Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or you can visit pnm.com. And lastly, assistance is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Full list of eligibility requirements is available at pnm.com/help. Violence in the home from COVID-19 is dangerous and can be deadly. Raising a hand, threats, and neglect are abuse. It is vitally important that for anyone experiencing any abuse to contact someone who can help. You're not alone. If you need someone to call, there are several agencies ready and available to help today. Abuse can happen to anyone, so be assured privacy is at the privacy is the utmost importance to all providers. It's extremely important to feel safe and supported in your own home. For help with domestic violence, you can call the New Mexico Crisis and Access Line. That number is 855-662-7474. You could also call the New Mexico Adult Protective Services line at 866-654-3219. The New Mexico Coalition Against Domestic Violence can be reached at 505-246-9240. The National Domestic Violence Hotline can be reached at 800-799-7233. And lastly, the Child Abuse Hotline is available at 505-841-6100. If you know of a coworker, relative, or friend that needs help getting out of a dangerous or abusive situation, you can refer them to these resources. For emergency situations, you can call 911. And if emotional or physical abuse is occurring, it is an emergency situation. Or if you just want someone to hear you out, you can call the peer-to-peer warm line. That number is 855-466-7100. And they're available to talk every day from 3:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. and available by text from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. HomeWise is offering emergency mortgage assistance to those affected by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. If you are having difficulty paying your mortgage and do not qualify for unemployment or government assistance at this time, you can contact a HomeWise representative at 505-983-9473 or visit the HomeWise website. That's homewise.org. Are you a Bayard resident that needs help with water and rent? The CARES Act funding is available to help Bayard residents with water, utility, and rent bills. You can call the Bayard City Hall at 575-537-3327 for more information on application procedures. The New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department is reaching out to 60,000 New Mexicans who may not have received or applied for the economic impact payments authorized by the Federal CARES Act earlier this year. Taxation and Revenue, with the help of New Mexico Human Services Department, identified people who may not have filed federal tax returns in 2018 or 2019 and, as a result, did not automatically receive their federal stimulus payment. Individuals may be eligible for payments of up to $1,200, depending on income, plus an additional $500 per qualifying child. It's not too late to register for some stimulus money, even if you didn't file a tax return. If you or someone you know is eligible but hasn't claimed it yet, the state is urging every New Mexican to register to get that money that they're eligible for before the IRS November 21st deadline. The deadline to request a payment from the IRS, once again, is November 21st at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. To apply and for more information, you can go to irs.gov. Millions of immigrants are working on the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis, risking their health and well-being every day to keep our society going. And yet, many immigrants were left out of the CARES Act relief. The COVID-19 Rapid Response Fund is providing financial support to immigrant families who have been left out of the federal government's relief efforts. Immigrants may be eligible to receive a $500 grant to help cover whatever is most pressing in their lives. You can find out more information online at missionassetfund.org. Small businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19 may be eligible for a State of New Mexico Small Business Continuity Grant. These grants cover expenses associated with rent, non-owner payroll, mortgage payments, insurance, utilities, and marketing. Also covered are costs associated with COVID-19 reconfiguring. For more information regarding these grants and other help for your small business, please call the Silver City Grant County Chamber of Commerce. Their number is 575-538-3785. There are limited grants available, so complete your application for consideration today. The grant application with requirements and full details is available on the Silver City Grant County Chamber of Commerce website. That's silvercity.org. Are you in need of childcare? Your local providers are here to help. Since the beginning of the public health emergency, New Mexico's childcare providers have been open for business. The state of New Mexico, in partnership with childcare providers, have developed some of the clearest, most detailed health and safety regulations in the country. As a result, childcare providers have kept COVID cases low through hand washing, temperature taking, cleaning and sanitation, social distancing, mask wearing, and rapid response and testing, if a positive case occurs, that is. Last year, the state raised financial eligibility thresholds for childcare assistance. You can visit nmececd.org and click on the Am I Eligible button, or you can call 800-691-9067. You can also email child.care@state.nm.us if you have questions or concerns about childcare. The NMSU Extension Service is pleased to announce the following webinars for November. November 4th at 3 p.m., Selecting and Planting Trees for the Fall, presented by Jeff Anderson, Donna Anna, Extension, part of the Ready, Set, Grow series. November 5th at 3 p.m., Drip Irrigation for Small Farm, presented by Bradley Tonneson, NMSU Plant Sciences, part of the NM Sustainable Agriculture Online Series. November 6th at 10 a.m., Plant Winter Crops and Herbs, presented by Bernalillo Extension and Presbyterian Health. On the 18th of November at 3 p.m., the Winter Care of Woody Plants in the Home Landscape is presented by Marissa Thompson, the NMSU Horticulture Specialist, and that's part of the Ready, Set, Grow series. To register for all of these webinars, you can visit bernalilloextension.nmsu.edu. Here are some nonprofit grant opportunities. The Paso del Norte Community Foundation COVID-19 Request for Proposals invites nonprofit organizations to submit proposals to address charitable needs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Grants ranging from $3,000 to $15,000 support organizations that address frontline mitigation of COVID-19 in the El Paso region, and this also may include Donna Anna, Luna, Grant, and Otero counties. For more information, you can go to pdnfoundation.org. The New Mexico Foundation is currently making emergency grants from its Vecino Neighbor Helping Neighbor Fund to nonprofits that support those impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. The foundation will accept applications for its second phase of Vecino grant making beginning on October 20th. If you're a nonprofit or tribal entity interested in applying for a grant, you can go to newmexicofoundation.org. Applications will be accepted on a rolling basis until Vecino funds are extended. The Silver City Food Co-op is accepting applications at the silvercityfoodcoop.coop. That's silvercityfoodcoop.coop, no hyphens, through the end of November for its monthly roundup program recipients. Each month, the Silver City Food Co-op provides the option for customers to give change for their transactions back to the community instead of into their pockets. The accumulation of this change over several years has benefited many local organizations. Since December of 2016, they have donated $57,530 to organizations around Grant County. If you're part of an organization that could use a financial boost whose mission is in alignment with the co-op's desire to support healthy and vibrant community, please fill out the simple online application at silvercityfoodcoop.coop. Again, no hyphens. On Monday, November 2nd, the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority began accepting applications for the new COVID-19 House Cost Assistance Program. The program provides qualifying New Mexicans with as much as $1,500 per month for up to 3 months to pay back rent and mortgage payments and other housing costs. The COVID-19 House Cost Assistance Program is available to New Mexico households earning 80% or less of their median income in their area, adjusted for family size, that is. In order to qualify, applicants must prove that they have suffered financial hardship that is directly related to COVID-19 health crisis and documentation of delinquency. Complete program details, including household income limits by county, can be found on the Mortgage Finance Authority website, that's housingnm.org. And if you have any questions, please call 505-308-4206 or 866-488-0498. To speak more on this, we have our co-producer Andrea Warner, joined by Priscilla Lucero, the Executive Director of the Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments.
Hi, and welcome to Grant County Coronavirus Update. I'm Andrea Warner. I'm the co-host for the show, and I'm here today with Priscilla Lucero, the director of the Council of Governments, and she's going to be talking with us today about the Housing Cost Assistance Program from the New Mexico Mortgage and Finance Authority. Hi, Priscilla. How are you today?
I'm good, Andrea. Thank you for having me on the call today. This is a great opportunity to talk about my involvement with the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority, and most importantly, where the money originates and how it can help our local families in the region. And of course, this is a statewide program. So the Council of Governments has a contract with New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority for the purposes of doing outreach within my region. So this gives me a great opportunity to introduce the Housing Cost Assistance Program. So these funds are really originated from HUD, which is the Housing and Urban Development, and it actually is funneling through one of our programs that funds many projects in our region, and that's the Community Development Block Grant Program. So it funneled to the local government division under the Department of Finance and Administration, and they chose to partner with New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority, since they are the housing specialists in the state of New Mexico, to actually implement this program.
Great. I know there's so many families right now and individuals who can really use this help. It's right in time right now. Can you tell us how folks might qualify for this program?
Absolutely. So the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority will be handling all of these applications in-house. And so we are trying to disseminate the information as quickly as possible to families who are in need, because there is a short time frame or time period in which these applications can be received. So this housing assistance program will commence on November 2nd through November 13th only. And so you must submit those applications to the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority. But in order to submit that, you have to request your application. So you can do it one or two ways. You can request a paper application by calling 505-308-4206, or you can also call 866-488-0498 for that paper application. Or you could also apply online at housingnm.org. So those are the two options that you have in order to be able to put in an application for this housing assistance. It's also important to know that this is primarily for rent and mortgage assistance. Program recipients could receive as much as $1,500 a month for up to 3 months to pay back rent or mortgage payments. and payments on mobile home liens and the lot lands or lots on which they are located, as well as certain real estate contracts may also be covered. MFA will pay past due rent or mortgage payments directly to your landlord or servicer, and the assistance does not have to be repaid. So this is an important piece, Andrea, that we really need to put out there, is that this is a grant program. This is CARES money coming through the Community Development Block Grant to the state of New Mexico. That is being, that's a benefit to all of the regions in the state of New Mexico.
So this program is mainly for people who are behind on their mortgage. So if someone needs help paying future mortgage or rent payments, this isn't the right program for that.
That is my understanding. So you do have to have, provide proof that you are in arrears with your rental or your mortgage payments. It's also one of the qualifications for this program is that you as a household must have an income of 80% or less of the area median income. And so that's also determined by HUD based on a county level. So as an example, just to kind of give you an idea what an income, one person household income level would be for Grant County, is that anybody that's a one person household under $30,750 a year annual income would qualify. For a two person household, it would be $35,150. And for a three person household, it would be $39,550. And for a four person household, it would be $43,900. And it goes on, so on and so forth for up to eight persons. And then after that, we have to determine how much additional we would have to provide to meet the number of people in that household. So these are very strict requirements based on the program, because they must service that 80% or less of the area median household income.
Now, your income levels aren't the only information you need to show. Can you tell us what other documents people who are applying for this program are going to need to apply?
Sure. Some of the other requirements that you must meet is that you must demonstrate that your income was negatively impacted because of COVID-19. Proof of residency is another. Proof that your housing payments are past due. And last is must have been current on payments to housing providers as of February 28th, 2020.
So that means that one needed to be current on their mortgage or rent payments before the pandemic.
That is correct. That I want to just reiterate is that applications will not be received after 5 p.m. on Friday, November 13th. So it's important that at this point you begin to request your paper application if necessary, because you don't have the technology or the means to do it online. That's where, you know, it's important to request it as early as possible, just because it may take a while because of the mail to get to you. So just important to do that.
Yeah. Also gathering the paperwork that you need to prove your qualifications might take a little bit of time. So getting that together as well. Because there's really only a 10-day application period, it looks like, between Tuesday the 3rd and Friday the 13th at 5 p.m.
That's correct.
This program could really help so many people. I really hope that as many people as possible can apply to get the help if they need it, because I know that the money's out there to help people. It's just a matter of applying.
I just want to reiterate that this is grant money. This is money that we're entitled to in the state of New Mexico, and it's really an opportunity for us to take advantage of that. And by no means do we want to ever send any of that money back that we're entitled to as a state. And so please take advantage of this opportunity to help you. It's there for a reason, and to know that many families have been struggling through this, and I think we don't really know all the effects of COVID for some of us, and we're fortunate in that regard. But we do know that many families are struggling, and here's an opportunity for them to take advantage, to help them at least bring some stability within their home. So we hope that they would take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, well, could you give us the information again of where to find paper applications or how to apply online?
Yeah, so in order to apply, you can do it online by going to housingmm.org, or you can request your paper copy by calling area code 505-308-4206 or 866-488-0498.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Priscilla. We know all of the great work that the Southwest Council of Governments does to help our community, and we really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank you for all you're doing. We know that it's no easy task to keep all these resources in one location and at your fingertips. So we thank you for what you contribute to our communities.
Well, I hope we're helping people. Thank you, Priscilla. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Grant County Coronavirus Update. I'm Andrea Warner, the co-host, and I've been talking to Priscilla Lucero, Director of the Southwest Council of Governments.
Once again, that was Andrea Warner speaking with Priscilla Lucero, the Executive Director of the Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments. Thank you so much for joining us here on Coronavirus Update today on Gila Members Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM, streaming online at gmcr.org. Please do continue to visit our website, gmcr.org, for all of today's updates, links to resources, as well as replays of today's and past shows. Every New Mexican must work together to stem the spread of COVID-19, so stay home, especially if you're feeling sick. Wear a mask or a face covering when you're in public and around others, and when you are out, please do maintain a six-foot distance from other people. New Mexicans who report symptoms of COVID-19 infection, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and or loss of taste or smell, should call their health care provider or the New Mexico Department of COVID-19, New Mexico Department of Health, COVID-19 hotline immediately at 1-855-600-3453. Please do continue to visit our website, grantcountycoronavirusupdate.org, a clearinghouse of local, state, and federal information and resources to help keep you, your family, and our community safe in these times. While you're there, you can also join our mailing list to receive these updates via email. And don't forget to you can send us your updates via our email address. That's info@grantcountycoronavirusupdate.org or on Facebook at Grant County Coronavirus Update. Thank you once again for tuning in today. Stay safe. Be well. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.